A slew of state leaders will be on hand Friday for the unveiling of the Woman Suffrage Monument. The statue in Nashville's Centennial Park celebrates Tennessee's important role in establishing women's right to vote nationwide. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Tennessee wasn't the first state to establish women's suffrage. That honor actually belongs to Wyoming, where women have been able to vote since the 1860s. But Tennessee was the state where ratification of the 19th Amendment was completed. That historic vote represented a turning point in American politics, says Clarksville Mayor Kim McMillan.
I think that having women being able to vote really opened the door for women in the future to begin to hold office, to own their own businesses, to become an integral part of society and part of public life.
McMillan is a former majority leader in the state House of Representatives and the first woman elected mayor of a Tennessee city with more than 100,000 people. She'll be among those taking part in the unveiling ceremony. So will Nashville Mayor Megan Berry and House Speaker Beth Harwell. The monument depicts five important suffragists wearing sashes and carrying placards as if leading a pro-suffrage march. Centennial Park was a staging ground for such rallies. The project was commissioned by the Yellow Rose Society, a group dedicated to remembering the fight for women's suffrage. Local sculptor Alan LaQuire designed the monument. Its unveiling takes place on the 96th anniversary of women's suffrage becoming the law of the land. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.